drama, and rather unusually, painting. His family were country aristocrats, lording over a few thousand acres of freehold at the grace and favour of the Maharaja, who was closely connected to them by marriage. It was, in fact, the principal occupation of the men of Ravi Varma's clan to marry princesses of Travancore, and to spend the remainder of their days in splendid luxury. But that was if they were fortunate, for the number of princesses unengaged at any time did not always match the hordes of eligible young noblemen in waiting. And more aristocrats were left disappointed than exalted to a life of courtly recreations. Used as he was to a country setting of fields, temples, and rustics, for the young boy, Trivandrum was a majestic change. Its architecture, a charming blend of the Kerala and European styles, was vastly different from that of his traditional home in Kilimanur. There were leafy avenues and well-kept boulevards where the Maharaja went out for his drives, surrounded by public buildings, libraries, schools, and all the other accessories of a nascent modern state. There were Englishmen and women, novelties he had never before seen. While at court, munificent patronage was extended to some of the best musicians, artists, and scholars in southern India. The Maharaja, having taken a liking to the boy from Kilimanur, gave him leave to stay in the capital under a special sponsorship to study art. Accordingly, the uncle, who had chaperoned him to Trivandrum, installed Ravi Varma at the family's townhouse and departed, leaving the teenager a responsible master of his own destiny. In the palace, young Ravi Varma wandered the halls and corridors, studied the artists' paint, observed their paintings, saw colourful processions, and pored over albums of European art, which the Maharaja collected. The royal library and manuscript collection were at his welcome disposal, and he read and absorbed with an enthusiastic voracity. He had seen tales from Hindu mythology depicted on the walls of temples and in the murals at his family home. But what he really wanted to do was to bring them to life himself in paint, and specifically